Jeremiah chapter 38. Shephatiah the son of Matan, Gedaliah the son of Pashur, Jehukal the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur the son of Malkiah, heard the words that Jeremiah spoke to all the people, saying, "This is what the Lord says, anyone who stays in the city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But anyone who surrenders to the Chaldeans will live, and their lives will be their reward, and they will live. This is what the Lord says, this city will surely be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it." Then the princes said to the king, "Please let this man be put to death, because he is demoralizing the soldiers and all the people who remain in this city by telling them such things. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm." Zedekiah the king said, "He is in your hand, for the king can do nothing to stop you." So they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Malchiah, the king's son, that was in the courtyard of the guard. They let down Jeremiah with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the muck. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch, who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern, while the king was sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men were wrong in what they did to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have thrown into the cistern. He is likely to die of hunger there because there is no food left in the city." Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, "Take with you 30 men from here and pull up Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the palace of the king under the treasury and got some old rags and worn-out clothes and let them down by ropes into the cistern to Jeremiah. Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, "Put these rags and worn-out clothes under your armpits to cushion the ropes." So Jeremiah did it. Then they drew up Jeremiah with the ropes and pulled him up out of the cistern, but Jeremiah still was confined to the courtyard of the guard. Then Zedekiah the king sent and brought Jeremiah the prophet to him at the third entrance of the house of the Lord. The king said to Jeremiah, "I want to ask you something. Don't hide anything from me." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "If I tell you, won't you kill me? If I give you advice, you will not listen to me anyway." So Zedekiah the king secretly swore to Jeremiah, "As the Lord lives, who gives us breath, I will not put you to death, nor will I hand you over to these men who are seeking your life." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "This is what the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, says. If you will surrender to the king of Babylon's officials, then your life will be spared, and the city will not be burned down. Both you and your family will live. But if you refuse to surrender to the king of Babylon's officials, then this city will be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they will burn it down, and you will not escape from their hand." Zedekiah the king responded to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Judeans who have deserted to the Chaldeans, lest the Chaldeans deliver me into their hands, and they torture me." But Jeremiah said, "They will not hand you over to them. Please obey the voice of the Lord in what I just told you, so that it may go well for you and your life may be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word the Lord has showed me. All the women that are left in the king of Judah's palace will be brought out to the king of Babylon's officials, and those women will say, 'Your trusted friends have betrayed you and have overcome you. Now your feet are stuck in the mire. They have abandoned you.' They will bring out all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You will not escape out of their hand, but will be captured by the king of Babylon, and this city will be burned down." Then said Zedekiah to Jeremiah, "Don't let anyone know about this conversation, and you will not die. But if the officials hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you and demand from you, tell us now what you have told the king. Don't hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Also tell us what the king said to you. Then just tell them, I presented my pleas before the king, so that he would not force me to return to Jonathan's house to die there. Then all the officials did in fact come to Jeremiah and ask him, but he told them exactly what the king had told him to. So they stopped questioning him, for they were unaware of what was said. So Jeremiah stayed in the courtyard of the guard until the day that Jerusalem was captured. Jeremiah chapter 38.